Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeeclinic.com.
It's time to go across the entire NFL and dip in to some gridiron gravy. And we start with the Drew Brees apology tour. It has continued. Well, this is how I dub it. You can decide that it's whatever you want it to be. As Drew Brees and his wife, Brittany, said that they are proud to support the Black College Football Road to Equality as the presenting sponsor. Is it jaded of me to think that the only reason they're doing this is because of all of the dust up from a few weeks ago? Because I know they've done a lot of super awesome stuff in the community, but my thought just was, this is damage control right here. Is it not okay for me to think that?
I mean, it's okay for you to think that, but like you said, Drew Brees already does stuff, so there's no doubt in my mind that whenever everything happened, he sat back and said, okay, what can I do? And just the simple fact that he is good, right?
Like, yes. That's a good thing. 100%.
So I think don't take away from the good because somebody's trying to correct something.
Okay.
So that part of it is the good part. So just keep rocking with it. You're good.
So the event itself it's going to be really interesting because they're going to have a July 15th special. It's going to be hosted by Steve Weisch from the NFL Network, Charles Davis with CBS, July 15th. It's going to be streamed and hosted, and it's going to celebrate like the history of players from historically Black colleges and like the impact that they also went on to have socially and then in the NFL. So it's going to like kind of attack that and then go through like the impact that they had in the NFL. And then it's going to talk about the Black College Football Hall of Fame, and it's going to have a bunch of members from the Black College Football Hall of Fame. And so it really is going to be a fun show for a variety of reasons. So July 15th, if you want to go check that out. Now, let's pivot from that to the saga of Colin Kaepernick. You keep seeing all of these teams, whether it's, you know, the Lions, new owners like, oh yeah, we'd totally be fine with signing Colin Kaepernick. Or you heard, you know, a variety of teams were like, oh yeah, we'd definitely be interested in Colin Kaepernick or this and that. Well, per Colin Kaepernick's team, none of those teams are reaching out and saying anything. So if you're looking for PR and public spin, Colin Kaepernick seems to be the guy to get it done because everyone says they're interested, but Kaepernick's team says no team has reached out to get information or set up a tryout or anything. None. Surprised or no?
Not surprised.
No, not based on how the league is operated this entire time regarding him. And how can we use somebody as a deflection? Oh, we are interested. We will say it publicly that we are interested or that this person should have an opportunity. But we don't really have to act on it. And then can they also be like, hey, but we can't have them in anyway because, you know, everything's shut down. You know, so they use those excuses out there too. So,
you know, the problem is if they wanted to reach out to, like, part of the whole press conference thing and, like, winning the press conference, like, is putting this information out there, right? All this information we get through the media is because somebody has given, has been a source to a journalist of some sort. And we at no point heard that, like, any of these teams had reached out to him, right? Like, all we heard were people talking about that they would be willing to do that. willingness and actually doing it are not the same thing. So, like, if you are inclined to believe that Colin is somewhat lying here, there's no one who said that they had done it anyways. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's tough because, like, Florio's one of those people who's in the tank for Kaepernick. So maybe he's trying to get that agenda pushed. I understand that as well. But so far, nothing. One thing the NFL is actively working on is they're talking about doing a voting education and registration initiative. And now, Corey, I know this is something that you brought up a while back. We talked a lot about this off air. Is not like just voting in general, and then
rock
also,
the boat.
Yeah, man. Do they still do, does MTV still do that? Like, I know that was huge in like the '90s and
MTV
stuff.
MTV doesn't have any programming that is like it used to be at all. Okay,
I think like Happy Days is on MTV Classic right now.
Yeah, what? Dude.
It is. I know they still air Catfish because I 100% still watch that.
I'm seeing Henry Winkler, so I'm believing that's Happy Days, right?
Are you watching MTV Classic right now?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, I keep looking at you, look up at the TV, so you definitely are.
I think Troy turns that on in the morning so that he can watch his old videos.
So I think that's a great idea, is how to get registered to vote and what you need to know about voting. Because my big thing that everyone talks about is like, this has nothing to do with the current president. It could be for any president. It was people are like, you know, maybe they said it in 2011. Maybe they've said it this year. Oh, I'm a vote and get rid of this president. My question is always, and then what happens? Like, I really want to know, like, what do you envision happens next once you've changed the president? Because I think people just assume, like, if you vote for somebody different and they win, that everything in the world changes overnight.
Yeah, it's the local stuff that really does make the difference in your direct area, and then that works its way
up. But people
up.
Don't vote in those elections, which
they
is perplexing
to
me.
They don't know what's going on. Hey, Kevin, I just sent this to you. Do you mind if I throw a story in here? Because
go for it.
I thought this was fascinating. Noah Bullard posted this on Twitter, and it's a picture of Dak standing next to a police officer. Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
He said yesterday Dak was at a local restaurant, and this was 2 days ago now because I saw this yesterday. And it looks like it's Nick and Sam's, by the way.
Oh.
And you can only be 50% full, by the way, at the moment. So
it's changed.
He said he was at a local restaurant and invited Cowboys fan and Dallas Police Department officer Jamie Castro over to his table. Jamie said he had great questions about police work and what he could do to help unite. And Jamie was working a side job at the time. But Dak sees a police officer and says, hey, I want to be about this. I told you guys I was going to be about this. When I see somebody, let me have an opportunity to ask questions. So what can I do? And so when we talk about, you know, the videos that the Cowboy put out, they put the one out and we haven't seen any since. But Dak
said,
how
long ago was that?
You know, that was about 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
Dak did say, you know, I'm going to donate money. But he's not just donating money. He wants to ask questions. He wants to continue help. I think Dak, when it comes to him, I think we got a good one, guys. I think we really have a good one.
I appreciate the asking questions aspect because that can be overwhelming because you don't want to ask the wrong question or you don't want to ask a question that people deem stupid. And sometimes, like, that's the only method to get the information. If you're not sure, like, ask the question. So, yeah, that's outstanding. Let's go from that to Josh Gordon. So, Josh Gordon, now 29 years old, is going to be a free agent, and he said that he has been told that he will hear his reinstatement, whether it's accepted, denied, if there's a suspension involved, whatever it is going to be, in the next 30 days. And he's going to meet with Commissioner Goodell either virtually or face to face. I know we talk about Kaepernick, it is a totally different situation, but also a tough road to hoe back into the NFL for both of them. Do you believe Josh Gordon will be back in the NFL in 2020?
I don't. I think that he's had 5 opportunities about at this point, and I think teams are just going to move forward. He was a super talented guy. It looked like he was going to be a top 5 wide receiver, but I just don't think teams at this point in his career, I just don't think teams are going to take on that responsibility.
7 years ago, Corey, at the age of 22, he averaged 118 yards receiving per game for Cleveland.
Good God.
Is that good?
Yes,
yes, Reggie, that is really good. Sorry, I know that you were joking, but God. He was a monster, dude. He really was a monster.
Now let's talk about Chipotle.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Tex-Mex food in DFW, according
to our
tight end.
Have you seen this, Kevin?
No.
So Dalton Schultz has a very bad opinion on Tex-Mex food.
Yeah.
What did he say?
You got it? I got it up.
Okay.
Dalton Schultz on Twitter 21 hours ago, still looking for good Mexican food in Texas. Miss me with that Tex-Mex trash.
Wow.
So yeah. He corrected a little bit. He said, listen, I've had some fire in El Paso. Should have made the clarification about Dallas area. I'm not driving 4 hours, which, man, he must have a fast car to get from Dallas to El Paso, which is a 12-hour drive. Get there in 4. But he calls our Tex-Mex and DFW trash.
Yeah, well. Sounds like he's faster at driving than he is at picking up blocking schemes.
And I heard Sean Sharif agree with it.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, this is some of the... I'm sure in Houston and in Austin or whatever. Like, but Tex-Mex, like, if it wouldn't be the healthiest thing, okay? But I've always said this. If somebody said you can only have one type of food the rest of your life, like Italian food or... You know, I would pick Tex-Mex. Now, I would probably be unhealthy if all I ate was Tex-Mex food for every meal. But it is some of the best tasting food in the world. And Dalton Schultz, because he went to Stanford, right? So he's more of the Baja. I'm sure that's just to him. Like Mexican food is Baja, you know, type of style of Mexican food, which is a solid good too. But to just be like... enchiladas and fajitas and, you know, chimichangas. And I'm just trying to, you know, I mean, there are other Tex-Mex foods besides just that, but kind of your basic, like he's calling our Mexican food trash.
I'm kind of ticked about it.
Well, whatever his next team is, hopefully that works out better for him.
Yeah, man, for somebody who's caught so few footballs, I would imagine I would try and endear myself to the place.
If you want to see his blocking during training camp, I just put up a tweet on his Tex-Mex
Twitter. Awesome.
With him blocking.
Real quick, I want to throw this out there, is Chipotle has suspended a store manager. Is Darius Leonard with the Colts said that he was racially profiled because he was having a conversation with his family at the Chipotle about Black Lives Matter, and the manager allegedly walked up and said a white customer had complained and then kicked him and his party out just on the accusation. So a lot of questions here. Like, it seems odd to kick someone out over an accusation, and, like, what kind of accusation was it that they were just being harassed? Like, there's a lot that can go into that. And so he said he was kicked out of the restaurant because of that. Chipotle is now investigating, and in the meantime, they have suspended that manager of the Chipotle. So we'll see if this becomes a bigger deal in the next few days or not. I feel like that Dalton Schultz thing will definitely become a bigger deal.